I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Ukraine's military and Russian war bloggers say Russian special forces walked inside a gas pipeline to strike Ukrainian units from the rear in the Kursk region. Russian forces are trying to recapture territory in Kursk that was seized by Ukraine last August. Months later, Ukrainian troops in Kursk run the risk of being encircled. Israel has cut off the electricity supply to Gaza. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The move has affected a desalination plant producing drinking water for part of the territory. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas calls it part of Israel's starvation policy. Sunday's announcement came a week after Israel suspended supplies of goods to the territory of more than 2 million people. It's pressing Hamas to accept an extension of the first phase of their ceasefire. That phase ended last weekend. Hamas instead wants to start negotiations on the ceasefire's more difficult second phase. Gaza has been largely devastated, and Israel has faced sharp criticism over cutting off supplies. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A war monitoring group says the death toll from 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar al-Assad has risen to more than 1,000. More from VOA Steve Miller.
The deaths include nearly 750 civilians and is one of the deadliest acts of violence since Syria's conflict began 14 years ago. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio condemned those behind the killings and demanded that the interim administration hold those responsible to account. A Syrian Defense Ministry spokesperson says that their forces have made rapid progress reestablishing control in the conflict areas. Interim President Ahmed al-Sharar, who led the Sunni Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham that spearheaded the lightning offensive that toppled Assad, called for national coexistence after the killings. Steve Miller, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis has issued a message thanking volunteers for the miracle of tenderness they offer the sick as he continues his recovery from double pneumonia. For the fourth Sunday in a row, Francis did not appear for his weekly noon blessing, but the Vatican distributed the text he would have delivered if he were well enough. In it, he thanked all those who were caring for him and others who were sick and experiencing a night of pain. Doctors on Saturday reported some positive news. After more than 3 weeks in the hospital, the 88-year-old Pope is responding well to treatment and has shown a gradual slight improvement in recent days. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports U.S. President Donald Trump is downplaying business concerns about an uncertainty from his tariffs and prospect of higher prices.
President Trump dismissed business concerns over the uncertainty caused by his planned tariffs on American trading partners. In an interview with Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Trump did not rule out the possibility of a recession this year.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of, it takes a little time.
He says his plans for broader reciprocal tariffs will go into effect April 2nd.
Big globalists have been ripping off the United States.
Last week, Trump imposed 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada and then quickly paused them. I'm Julie Walker.
House Republicans have unveiled a spending bill that would keep federal agencies funded through September 30th, AP correspondent Donna Warder.
The bill would give a slight boost to defense spending and trim non-defense programs below their 2024 budget levels. That's likely a non-starter for most Democrats, but Congress must act by midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson is gearing up for a Tuesday vote on the bill, and he's essentially daring Democrats to vote against it and risk a shutdown. President Donald Trump is praising the bill, writing on X that Republicans have to remain united, no dissent. Top Democrats on the House and Senate Appropriations Committees say they strongly oppose the continuing resolution and that it would give Trump and Elon Musk more power over federal spending, which, quote, threatens families in blue and red states alike, end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
Flight cancellations at Hamburg Airport. After a surprise strike by workers have affected more than 40,000 passengers, the disruption came a day before a planned wider protest across Germany amid new contract negotiations. The airport said that only 10 of more than 280 scheduled flights came and went as planned Sunday. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stopped. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.